go in peace until we meet again. We meet when the moon has made its journey across the sky, when rain once more makes the river run to the sea, when the buffalo coat grows long, and when the eagle returns to the mountain.
There you are, Chief. I'll see you on Pancake Hill.
We interrupt this program with an urgent message for all ships situated in the area latitude 5230 north and longitude 150 west. Start rowing, you're in the middle of Birmingham.
There's the three of us going on stage, hoping the studio's packed. See the three of us acting our age, Sir Graham, he's aging our act.
Excuse me, pal. Can you pass the pepper, please?
Certainly.
Da. Can you pass the mustard, please?
The mustard must, certainly, there you are.
Da. Can you pass the Worcester sauce, please?
Worcester sauce, certainly, yes.
Da. Can you pass the salad cream, please?
The salad cream, there you are.
Da. Can you pass the horseradish sauce, please?
Certainly.
Da, hang on.
My word. You're really enjoying that breakfast, aren't you?
Yeah, it's the best porridge I've ever tasted.
My hair's red as copper.
My hair's real sick.
My hair has all fallen out ages ago, but the eggs are lovely pink.
Where the grumbleweed.
And the winner of this month's £250,000 premium bond lives in Barnsley. His wife, who claimed the prize before he got home from work, lives in Acapulco.
There's the three of us, doing the job, taking the knocks on the chin. Yes, the three of us, Graymo and Rob.
Graham.
Maurice.
And Robin.
Silence in court.
Call the next witness.
Call Samantha Fox.
Call Samantha Fox.
Call Samantha Fox.
Call Samantha Fox.
She's not here.
She's not here.
She's not here.
She's not here.
Oh, well, it was worth a try, wasn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you our super special mega guest for this week.
Oh, is this super special mega guest idolized by countless millions of people throughout the world?
No.
Oh, he's just very famous, then, is he?
No.
Well, then he must be just slightly famous.
No.
Well, why the heck is a guest on our show not even slightly famous?
We didn't have enough tokens. If you want someone who's idolized, very famous, or just slightly famous, you've got to send in 650 tokens.
And how many tokens did we have, old gaffer?
Two.
Two?
And one with a bit torn off the corner.
So who have we got?
For two tokens and one with a bit torn off the corner, you get Eli Woods.
Hey, kiddie. You got my name wrong.
Got your name wrong?
I'm working under a new name now. It's on this little bit of paper.
Oh, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the magnificent Eli.
Thank you.
And what do you do all that?
Well, which sort of particular facet of my versatility do you want me to display?
You mean you can do more than just stand there and look gorgeous?
I've done it all, kidder. Horse singing, rain car driver, stuntman, the latest Harley Street specialist.
Harley Street in London?
No, Harley Street in Salford.
Did you do operations?
Of course I do. I've got my own headlight and everything.
And you do it on the national?
No, I do it on the granny skin table book.
Why would anybody in their right mind employ you as a surgeon?
Well, because of some cheap. You see, I cut down on unnecessary expenses.
So that's
aesthetic.
You don't use anesthetic.
No.
Well, what do you use?
A 10-pound hammer. That's how I got the famous slogan.
Slogan?
Yes. It's cheap, it's quick, and it is best.
And are you still doing it?
No. I passed it in after I'd invented the cure-all pills.
Cure-all pills?
They cure anything from athlete's foot to hiccups.
Oh, brilliant.
We'll have some. What's the dosage?
Well, you take one before you go to bed at night.
Yeah.
And one if you wake up the next morning.
And what else does the magnificent Eli do?
You name it, I'll do it.
How about go home?
Would you like to see me defy death and punish my body beyond human endurance?
Isn't that a bit dangerous?
Not for the magnificent Eli.
Why, old lad?
Because the magnificent Eli is not human. I am a super being. Bora!
Oh, Jeffy, just look at that body.
I'm looking, Ernest. Believe me, I'm looking.
Have you ever seen a body like that in all your life?
I have never seen a body like that in all my life. And that is a fact.
What does he look like wearing that leotard covered in coloured spots?
The lad's Tubus Martin.
Why don't we have a competition to see who can cut the toenails the quickest?
Oh, no, Gaffer. You know, I think that the magnificent Eli...
Thank you.
I think that the magnificent Eli is going to treat us to something a bit special.
Thank you.
What are you going to do, magnificent Eli?
Just read what I've written on this piece of paper.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, the magnificent Eli...
Thank you.
...is going to be bound hand and foot by heavy steel chains.
Thank you.
Then the magnificent Eli...
For crying out loud, give them flipping bugles a rest.
Thank you.
Having been bound hand and foot by heavy steel chains, he will be placed inside a cast iron cabinet and lowered into 300 feet of water.
Thank you.
You'll kill yourself.
I've done it before.
Well, what happened?
I killed myself.
Once inside the cast iron cabinet and submerged 300 feet below the water, the magnificent Eli...
How many times you on telling about them flipping bugles?
He will have only 65 seconds to escape. If he has not set himself free within that time, then that will be the end of the magnificent Eli.
Don't you dare.
I'm ready.
He is bound hand and foot. He is inside the cast iron cabinet and is about to be dropped into 300 feet of water from which he must escape within 65 seconds or... It will be the end.
Now!
One, two, three, four, five.
1,236.
There's no sign of him, you know.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't know. Oh, the poor thing.
Why don't we have a competition to see who can cut the toenails?
We might as well,
eh? Okay, pass me the scissors. Go on.
You have been listening to someone and the Grumbleweeds.
Only, not yet, you throne.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to the town hall, Dewsbury, where we are halfway through the second round of what has been the most titanic wrestling match I have ever witnessed. Both men are really giving everything they've got. It really is a ferocious battle in the center of the ring as both men roll around the canvas looking for the opening. I wonder what's going through their minds as first one and then the other applies the most enormous pressure on these opponents. What? I ask you, what are they thinking?
I see you've still got that nasty spot on your back.
I've had it for weeks now.
I'm having the same trouble with my dandruff.
Have you tried that stuff that they advertised for dandruff on the telly?
Waste of time. Oh. Our telly ain't got dandruff.
Oh, don't make me laugh. We're supposed to be half killing each other here.
Tell you what we'll do next. I'll roll you over flat on your back. Do the leap up into the air. And then I'll land with my knee right across your throat.
Oh, yes. They love that one. Go on, when you're ready.
I didn't catch you, did I, Pat?
Oh, no, it's the lumbago playing me up again.
What time is it?
It's about half past eight.
Both men are giving everything they've got in this match. Well, they've survived some of the awesome blows and holds that they've been inflicting on one another. I will never, ever know. This really, really is a man's game.
Did you say half past eight?
Near enough.
Hey, knock me out.
Knock you out?
Nearly in the stomach.
You haven't hurt yourself, have you?
No, silly, I've got my flower arranging class at 9:00.
You have been listening to someone in the Grumbleweeds.
I'm crying out loud, pal, not yet.
Oh.
Silence in court. If I could have a word, my lord.
Yes?
I just thought you should know that we do have a new usher in the courtroom.
I don't think there will be any problem.
That's all he knows.
This court is now in session.
Call Cecil Nicholas Milton Palethorpe.
Call Cecilus Nicholas Milton Palethorpe.
I told you.
Are you the new usher?
Yes, my lady.
You call him my lord, you fool.
Yes, my lord, you fool. I only started this job today.
No need to feel nervous. All you have to do is to call the name of the accused.
Right.
Call Cecil Nicholas Milton Palethorpe.
Call Cecildom Nicotine Milestone Pulthrow.
I warned you. I told you you'd have trouble with this one.
Could I call for a little tolerance?
Call little tolerance.
If you can't get my client's name right, I'll demand a retrial.
I'm only here on this YTS scheme, you know.
Look, just pay attention and listen.
Call Cecil Nicholas Milton Palethorpe.
Call celluloid centipede Pale Nick Milthorpe.
That'd be legal, eh?
I'll go batty in a minute.
Call batty in a minute.
Now listen, Breeze Blockhead. All we're interested in...
Call Breeze Blockhead.
Will you shut up, because this thing's a farce.
Look, forget all about Cecil Nicholas Milton Palethorpe.
Oh?
We're moving on to the next case.
I think they're all balmy in here.
I'm moving on to the next case for a very good reason. The accused has a name that nobody could get wrong.
Call Mary Smith.
Now, did you hear that name?
Yes.
And do you think you can get it right?
You're not dealing with a muggy, you know, kidder.
Right, then.
I don't think I can listen to this.
Call Mary Smith.
Oh, fantastic.
Call Mary Smith. Call Mary Smith.
Well?
You're not going to like this.
What's he talking about?
Not going to like what?
Mary Smith.
What about Mary Smith?
Oh, she got fed up waiting and she has run off and married Cecil Milton Nicholas Pettiford. You have been listening to someone in the Gumbleweeds. Not
just
only...
A minute, not yet. Not... How can you be so stupid?
I rehearse a lot.
Welcome to Small Businesses, in which this week we interview the proprietors of the Bubble and Squeak Dog's Beauty Parlor.
The Squeak and Bubble Dog's Beauty Parlor, please.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Now, Mr. Sid Squeak, you run the management side, I believe.
Yes, my station within the structure of the organization is specifically a supervisory, yes. A civil servant, so to speak, yes.
And you, Mr. Stanley Bubble, actually wash and groom the dogs.
Oh, yes, yes, most certainly. Tell me, how did you guess?
You're filthy and you smell.
Oh. He is, sir, and he does. Stanley? Crumb. Spruce yourself up in the shower while I speak to this investigative journalist. Beauty Parlor had a slow start. Now all the local owners send their pets here to stay smart. Yes, we were going to the dogs, but now they come to us. I'm not surprised by our success, for I explain it thus. When Stanley scrubs a chihuahua, Stan smothers a squirt with soap. Slippity slosh, slippity slop. Soapy sub submerge the shop. Spaniels are given a splashing and the sheepdogs given a skein. I've seldom seen a sea lamb so supremely squeaky clean. Yes. So that's why Sig Squeak's parlor's doing so extremely well. And that's why Mr. Bubble has acquired that funny smell. For though a dog is a man's best friend, they're dirty, it is said. And dirt that's taken off them must go somewhere else instead. When a Stanley sponges a setter, the setter is soon shipshape. Show him a small, sooty shih tzu. He'll soon show you some strong shampoo. Scotches are scoured until they sparkle. Spits is made spick and span. But sludge and slime must all stick somewhere, and so it sticks on Stan. Oh.
Could I have a word with you?
Of course you can, Eli.
It says it in my contract that I can sing.
It says in your contract that you're a comedian, but I've seen no sign of it.
I think it'd be nice to finish on a song, you know. And you never know, Eli might be a good singer.
I won't bank on it. I'm not all that impressed with his talking.
Well, look, if we're going to sing a song, let's... sing one that everybody knows.
What about that one we sang coming back in the coach on the aerobics club out in early?
Oh, yes, Geoffrey. 10 green bottles.
Right. 10 green bottles it is.
Could I have another word with you?
Oh, what is it now?
I don't know 10 green bottles.
Yeah, but everybody knows 10 green bottles.
Well, I don't.
Oh, it's ever so easy. It'll only take a minute to explain to him.
I wouldn't bank on that either.
You see, you start with 10 green bottles hanging on a wall.
How can you hang a bottle on a wall?
Well, I don't know, with a bit of string, I suppose.
And then what happens?
They all accidentally fall off one at a time.
Well, why don't they use a stronger string?
It's a rotten stinking song, all right?
Exactly. You start with 10, then one falls off, so you've got 9. And another falls off, which leaves you with 8, and so on.
What do you like at mathematics, Paul?
Oh, I speak it fluently.
No. Mathematics, arithmetic.
Yes, you know, addings up and takeaways.
I don't like takeaways. The food's always gone cold by the time you get it home.
Let's sing it, Gaffer. I'll be here all day.
Right. Look, I'll start, and you come in, Eli, when the first buckle falls.
Right. Who's got them?
Who's got what?
The flipping bottles.
Nobody's got any flipping bottles.
No, you see, we pretend they're there. It's all in your mind.
Well, he's at a distinct disadvantage.
Let's get started. I'm losing my impetus.
I lost that years ago, Ernie.
Right, here we go. Stand by, Eli, for the first buckle falling. There were 10 green buckles hanging on the wall. 10 green buckles hanging on the wall. And if one green buckle should accidentally fall, there'd be... There'd be. Come on, Eli.
I'm trying to work it out.
I don't believe it.
But it's easy, Eli. Of
course it is. I mean, you must have done some sums at school.
Oh, yes, but not with any of the bottles. We used to use beads.
Now, look, Bambot, there's 10 bottles hanging on a wall.
Right.
One bottle accidentally falls.
Right.
So, what's left?
Oh, yeah. I've got it.
At last.
A pile of broken glass.
There's no flipping glass at all.
Are they plastic?
Oh. Look out, lad. 10 bottles on the wall. One falls off. That's 10 minus 1 equals 9.
9 bottles left hanging on the wall. Have you got that? 9.
Okay, kid. I think I'm with you.
I won't bet on it.
Here we go. There were 9 green buckles hanging on the wall. 9 green buckles hanging on the wall. And if one green buckle should accidentally fall, there'd be...
9 green buckles hanging on the wall.
No, you fool. It's 8.
He said it was 9.
That was when there were 10 buckles. 10 minus 1 is 9. 9 minus 1 is 8. 8 minus 1 is 7.
Oh, it's too complicated for me, that.
Now, come on, lad. What's complicated about it?
Well, it might be the sort of colour of the bottles.
All right, then we'll change the colour of the bottles.
Yes, good idea, because I'm not wild about green. Are you, Geoffrey?
I'm not, Ernest. You know what green does for me.
Right, well, let's make them red.
Anything but red. I don't like red.
For crying out loud, what's wrong with red?
It reminds me of my mother.
Your mother wasn't red, was she?
Not all the time, but she had this problem.
She certainly did, and it's standing next to me.
What about 76 trombones?
You've got to be joking. If I can't cope with 10 green bottles, I've no chance for 76 trombones.
Oh, dear. This is ridiculous, Eli. Surely a man of your caliber can manage a simple song like 10 green buckles.
We can't finish the show till we've sung the song.
He's right. If we could get through the song, we could all go home.
How does it end?
Well, all these 10 green buckles hanging on the wall get broken one at a time until there are no green buckles hanging on the wall.
And then we can go home.
That's right, yeah.
Right. No problem.
You mean you're going to sing it?
No. Pass me that hammer over there.
we'll see you again.
So, take it to
bye for now.
Such a bye and TTFN.
From the three of us, just the three of us. There's me.
And me.
And him.
Oh, I never get a chance to say me either. I never get a chance.
Well, go on then.
What?
Now, you dithering brat, do it now.
Oh! You have been listening to Someone and the Grumbleweeds, Graham, Morris and Robin were the Grumbleweeds, and me, Eli Woods, was Someone. Music was provided by Dave Collett, Perry Duke and Andy Marples, with the lyrics by Jeremy Brown. The script was by Eddie Braben, Ron MacDonald, Richard Jones, John Brown, and the producer, Mike Gray. Hey, up, there's another ball I missed.